Welcome back to another episode of the Amazon Private Label Show podcast. As always, this is hosted by Michael and Ryan, the co-founders of FBA University. Today's episode is going to be on the differences in selling on Amazon USA versus Amazon UK. So there's a bunch of different Amazon markets. Biggest two are USA and UK. We talk about the differences, obviously, as we are from both places. We'll go into the differences, similarities, everything you need to know. First, let's do a quick plug for the FBA University Accelerator 2.0 program. So we are filling up for September spots, but we'll have openings at the start of October. If you are interested in joining, starting your own private label business, the program is a step-by-step 12-month coaching program. Comes with a guarantee that you will hit 100,000 in sales your first 12 months of selling, or we continue working with you at no cost until you eclipse that mark. Okay, cool, my man. So let's go into just the differences between the US and UK market. Let's start, as most people are in the USA listening, let's start with the difference and what the UK market looks like, my man. Why don't you enlighten us to a degree?
100%. This is a great topic and I can't wait to get into this. So firstly, what I'll say is size difference is the biggest thing, right? So from a USA point of view, looking at 2020, there was $260 billion that was spent on Amazon in the USA in 2020. Comparing that to the UK, there was only 20 billion. Well, I say only, it's still a huge amount, but only 20 billion compared to the USA's 260 billion. So there's a huge difference in the amount of revenue and dollars that are going through the UK versus the US. The other difference is the fact that the demand is just, you know, as you could expect with the massive difference in the amount of revenue going through each place, the demand in the USA is huge compared to the UK. So you can find products which, you know, in the UK have search volume demand of, let's say, 20,000 a month for all of the highly relevant keywords, whereas in the US, that same product might have 200,000 search volume demand every single month. So the magnitude is huge, right? The difference between the two in terms of demand. The other thing that's worth noting that, you know, guys, listeners in the US might not notice is that in the US, when you sell on Amazon, the sales tax is taken at the point of sale. So Amazon does it for you. Amazon handles all of the sales tax. However, in the UK, we have, once you sell over £85,000 worth of stock within a 12-month period, you basically have to pay VAT, which is value-added tax. So it's taken from your sales. However, Amazon don't do this. You have to do this yourself. So you need an accountant, and every 3 months, the VAT is due. So it's 3 months in arrears, and you basically pay 20% of all your sales as VAT tax. Now, the flip side to that, sorry, is that you can offset that with any costs. So cost of purchase, any business costs or expenses, you can offset that 20% with. But that is huge, right? Because if you're not offsetting too much, that VAT bill can quickly add up. And it really does impact your profit. So you have to make sure that when you're selling your product, you account for the 20% VAT if you have or are planning to do over £85,000 in revenue within a 12-month period. So guys, really, really important. The other thing that kind of is in the UK's favor is that because the marketplace is a little bit smaller, there is less competition. So for the same products in the USA that might be saturated, you can come over to the UK and you might find that, you know, as long as there's enough search demand for that product, that it might be an opportunity that you want to look into. So there is generally less competition in the UK. Shipping, unfortunately, is more expensive in the UK. So if you're looking at shipping from Alibaba in China to the UK versus the US, you will get generally cheaper shipping quotes to the US in comparison to the UK. So that's something to keep an eye on. And, you know, that's pretty much it, man. Everything else is pretty much the same, I'd say. You know, I sell in both the UK and the US now. And other than the VAT and tax being collected at point of sale in the US, I don't really see much difference, to be honest. I am gearing more towards the US because there's more demand over there right now. But, you know, there's not a lot in it, my man. You know, that's pretty much it in terms of the main differences between the two and, you know, from a UK standpoint.
Yeah, and That's a good point. The VAT really is the main difference, and you pay more tax, and then obviously you can find niches, because I have sold and currently still sell in the UK as well. It is a lot less competitive, so you can get to page one a lot quicker, which is nice. Search volume's a lot lower, so usually I don't have that much experience selling in there, but from what I was seeing, search volume is at most about 50% of what it is in the US for that niche.
Yeah, that's right.
But the overall process of selling on Amazon, whether it be Seller Central platform, almost exactly the same US, UK, really any market is very similar. UK, one thing I did notice is they have better seller support than the US.
We got live chat, dude.
Yeah, they get the live chat, and people actually seem to fix your problems instead of just reroute you to the help pages, which is nice. But other than that, so Seller Central works basically the exact same. You just toggle markets. Helium 10, exact same too. You just toggle markets. So if you were, most people searching for a product are on Amazon.com, boom, run an X-ray, bang, bang, searching, looking at search volume, running Cerebro. That works the same way. You just change your URL to amazon.co.uk, right? And so it's essentially, no matter what Amazon market, you just got to find the right country's URL, and then you search it in Helium 10. And then within Helium 10, if you wanted to use their desktop tools, you just toggle market. I believe they have like 9. They have markets that you wouldn't even want to sell on yet, just because they're ahead of the game. But UK, good market. Australia is a good market. I know Germany is a good market. So, yeah. Oh, and Brazil is supposedly a good market, although I don't know about the arbitrage being as good when you're going down there. So who knows? Maybe it is.
How's Canada, dude, and Mexico?
Canada's good. It's like UK, but just even less demand. There's not that many people in Canada. And so it's really good, because there's no, what's nice about UK, Canada, US, obviously, is there's no difference in language. There's no translation. Yeah. When you're going to, if you were to go to Germany, you would have to convert it to German, Brazilian, Portuguese. And so that's a lot more difficult. You can mess that up thinking, just going on Google Translate. So it's worth doing. And one thing I'll just add about markets before we close is that if you are selling in the US, apply for the North American Remote Fulfillment Agreement. And what the, and it isn't even really an application. It's basically an opt-in, but what that does is allow you to send shipments to the US and automatically have them listed in all 3 North American countries without you having to ship goods to Mexico and Canada, right? And you, to answer your question as well, like I would say 5 to 10% of sales happen in the other 2 countries for me. But it's not worth like directing shipments to, because you don't want to have shipments that don't move. And so as long as, if you can be duplicated in listing without really doing any additional work, always opt in for that. Yeah. And so, as you can hear, guys, I'm battling. My voice is a little under the weather right now, but we fight through. We fight through.
My mic's on, everyone. We're pounding the pavement right now.
We are pounding the pavement. Well, cool, brother. Anything else to add about UK or other markets?
That's pretty much it. I think we've summed it up. So I'm going to go straight into, guys, if you're not already subscribed to our YouTube channel, FBA University, you're missing out, because we're going to be dropping a lot of content on there. So we've recently hired some new team members to handle a few other bits of the business, and we are going full in on our YouTube channel. So get over there, subscribe if you haven't already. We've got a bunch of content on there right now, and we're going to be dropping a bunch more content in the next coming few days. So make sure you subscribe if you're not already. Like, comment, and yeah, give us a thumbs up when you see us.
Let's go.